From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 12th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are urging FEMA to be ready to quickly approve any requests from the state for a disaster declaration for Hudson Valley counties impacted by winter storms Riley and Quinn. The storms and strong winds toppled trees, downed utility poles and electric cables. It has taken days for utility companies to restore power in some areas. Schumer said it is, and I quote, absolutely crucial that we get area communities the resources they need to recover. FEMA needs to stand ready to swiftly approve any forthcoming requests from the state for assistance to help these communities recover and rebuild, end quote. Gillibrand urged FEMA, and I quote, to immediately approve any requests for funding in order to ensure communities can quickly and fully recover, end quote. Masara Makati is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak is preparing to shift its upstate trains back to Grand Central Terminal this summer. Kevin Chittenden, Amtrak's Empire District General Superintendent, said on March the 10th, the plan is to close the double-track Empire connector that runs from the Metro North Commuter Railroad mainline for rehabilitation work for 3 months. The work will divert all upstate trains to Grand Central. Chittenden said, and I quote, the Stiefendiebel Bridge was flooded after Sandy and suffered significant damage on the base of the bridge and needs to be repaired. While the bridge is being repaired, we are going to take advantage of other work that needs to be done on the Empire Connector, end quote. The work will include track and tunnel repairs to the Empire Connector, much of which has not been upgraded since 1980s and the 1990s. Chittenden said he could not yet comment on the train schedules. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Columbia County Environmental Management Council is again seeking nominees for its annual Good Earthkeeping Awards. The annual awards acknowledge the commended individuals, agencies, businesses, and organizations that have made contributions to the preservation, improvement, or increased public awareness of the environment in Columbia County. More than 65 agencies, individuals, groups, and businesses have received the honor since 1982. The 2017 recipients were Colleen Lutz of ANCRAM and the Columbia Green Chapter of Trout Unlimited. Information is available at the Columbia County Environmental Management Council page at columbiacountyny.com. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer announced new security measures for Hudson schools at the Board of Education meeting February 26. The announcement came 2 weeks after the mass shooting in Broward County, Florida, that took the lives of 17 people and seriously wounded 17 others. Stuttermeyer said many school doors will be fitted with alarms, and I quote, very quickly, end quote. Beginning in September, school visitors will enter building foyers where they will remain until their identification is cleared by security. Jack Hoffman of the Hudson Police Department, who serves as the district's resource officer, said a similar system is already employed at the Kinderhook and Chatham schools. Sometime around April 20th, a school safety and gun issues panel discussion will take place at a Hudson school to be determined. Stuttermeyer also said the district is, and I quote, tightening links with the Columbia County Department of Social Services, end quote, for when a, and I quote, student shows a mental health red flag, end quote. Stuttermeyer said she received emails from parents asking if the school uses metal detectors. She said, and I quote, if people want metal detectors, end quote, she will consider them. She has already discussed the possibility with Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that although the submission date has passed, the residents of Hudson will remain in the dark about how the Downtown Revitalization Initiative Local Planning Committee has recommended that $10 million in taxpayer money be spent. On March the 1st, the committee decided to vote privately on the projects recommended for funding, with each member submitting their votes directly to Santec, the project consultant. The first private vote was held March the 5th, but after resistance to the inclusion of three projects sponsored by the Galvin Foundation surfaced, the committee decided to hold the second vote. The Galvin projects were removed and the new private vote held March the 9th. Committee member Colin Stair, owner of Stair Galleries in Hudson, said, and I quote, "I am happy the vote moved to a second vote after the Galvin projects were removed. I don't believe in corporate welfare and rich people getting free money that they don't need," end quote. Purcell's calls to the Galvin Foundation for comment were not returned, and several committee members declined to disclose how they voted. Stephen Kerning, Santec Senior Associate and Planner, directed all calls to the State Department of State office, as did Committee Co-Chair Tiffany Martin Hamilton. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds for today with a temperature high near 38 degrees. For Monday night, light snow is likely, mainly between 10 p.m. and midnight. Then snow after midnight. The temperature low for Monday night will be 28 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, snow is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. New snow accumulation of 2 to 3 inches is possible. On Tuesday night, a chance of snow is expected after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of snow after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:57 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 12th day of March 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.